opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Titanic was the largest ship afloat, over 2,000 souls on that boat. Singing and dancing and having a good time, except one black man they all call Shine. But he didn't mind, though he was no fool. When they hit the iceberg, he played it cool. Woy, 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 economy. Woy, 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 perils of the sea.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 6th of January 2023. And you're on the clock on the Sports Friday with Aaron Green and Mr. Eric Sawyer III. How you doing, Mr. Sawyer?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Titanic
and
Shine.
Good morning to everyone else out there.
Yeah, man. So listen, I did a culture show yesterday where I asked people to send in their suggestions for the 50th anniversary Independence commemoration album. And one of my listeners sent me the song yesterday after the show, Titanic and Shine by Ronnie Butler. She said the song have to go on the list of the top Bahamian songs because that's the best history lesson you ever gonna get anywhere in the world. Titanic and Shine. Shine is on the boat. I like Shine. Shine say, I ain't drowning on this boat. And so I want to say good morning to all my listeners, everyone who sent me texts and suggestions for songs to put on our 50th Independence Anniversary Commemoration Album. Today is a bit of a sad day. I take a moment, Mr. Sawyer. I learned just this morning that a member of my community, the Hammerheads community, when I say my community, the Eastern community, the Hammerheads community, the rock and music community in the Bahamas, Anna Justine Murray passed away recently.
Oh, man.
I want to say condolences to her friends and family. This is a big blow for her community. It's a big blow for the Bahamas. Anna Justine Murray was a cheerleader. She was everybody's cheerleader. If you were doing well, she's cheering for you. If you weren't doing well, she's cheering for you and ready to support you. She reached out with a kind word. She's the type of people, it's not even a matter of when you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing. She always had
something nice to say.
And even if she was mad, you wasn't going to see that from her. And so I want to say on behalf of all the people who knew Anna Justine Murray, condolences to her family and friends. This is just a sad, sad moment. This very sad moment, coupled with the incident yesterday afternoon, Mr. Sawyer, where the young lady died on the basketball court in Mason's Addition. 18-year-old young woman.
Yeah, I heard.
Sudden death, just passed away. We want to say condolences to her friend, to her family, and to her friends, to her community, to those that knew and loved her. You know, it's just a sad day. And people are dying every day. We're not prioritizing one person over
the
another,
next.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so we hope that we can all create space for those who are living with grief, who are living in grief, who are recovering with grief. We are here for each other. Anyway, I didn't mean to dismiss that like that. Mr. Sawyer, we got big sports news to talk about.
Huge.
Absolutely. And it actually links to sort of the sad news. When we get to the NFL, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I want to run quickly through the local sports news.
Yeah, let's do that.
The Guardian Senior Male Athlete of the Year, of course,
Buddy Hield.
Hield. Mm-hmm. We understand it. On Thursday, Hield landed in the NBA history book when he made the fastest three-pointer in league history against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, the fastest three-pointer to start a game.
Right. That's because I was about to say.
Yeah.
Later on, yesterday, this young man beat my boy Klay Thompson
and
the Warriors
at
the buzzer
Yeah.
But in the same amount of time, 3 seconds.
No, it's 1 second, I think. There's 1 second left in the game. Literally, catch and shoot.
Wow.
Spun around, catch and shoot.
But Buddy's is to start the game.
Yeah.
See, when Donovan Mitchell...
scored 71.
Scored 71 points. I know, in his heart, he could only see Buddy Hield in front of him. And the devastating loss, right? When when Buddy hit the triple on them. And I think this Buddy who drove Donovan Mitchell to that 71-point game.
Yeah. Is a Donovan really old Buddy?
Yeah.
Technically.
For that fire. Mm-hmm. Mind you, Donovan is among a number of players who have scored more than one 40-plus-point game this season. I think Donovan has about two or three of those games under his belt so far.
Yeah, there's a couple of them out there, man.
For the season. It is a list. Anyway, so we know why Buddy is the senior male athlete of the year. On top of, he received 43 points out of the possible 45 points for the Nassau Guardian.
Yeah.
Nassau Guardian's team of the year. It's the senior men's national basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
We can understand that. They went very far. They did very well.
Yeah, they rose three places in the FIBA rankings.
Right, this is good.
You know, yeah, they did all these good things.
And you could check out that article to see the runners-up, right? Mm-hmm. Both articles to see who the runners-up were in that competition. It's a shame that the runners-up didn't include the women's national basketball team. I just have to take a moment here, Mr. Sawyer, to say this, right? And again, full disclosure, I ain't been to a women's national team game.
Oh, they play ball like men, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine. I have not been to a game ever, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm putting that out on the table. But if we had let them go and play.
Who knows?
Who knows what they would have achieved. Mm-hmm. And maybe they would have been on this list too. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that we cannot we got to find a different way to do it. You cannot tell me that, oh, I can't send the girls because I got to pay bills for the boys. That is not going to cut it. You need a different protocol. I'm not saying you broke any rules. I'm not saying.
Yeah, we could go old school and do a car wash and sell something, thing, you know?
Right, but
do something.
Find the money because it's not sufficient. Any team that qualifies in international play.
Need to go.
Right, we got to find the money to send them.
We got to send them, yeah.
All right. Youth table tennis program set to start January 9th. This is the 6th, so we're looking at Monday, right? On Monday.
LWM.
Right, to February 25th. 10 to 16 years old. That's the age groups we're looking at.
Right, I'm a little older than 16, so I gotta make it. Shucks.
Listen, program director Sudan Kalfani would be glad to have you there, Mr. Sawyer.
Man, that's my personal friend.
Yeah. In fact, he's reaching out to sponsors to come on board as they develop the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in registering for the program, you can send an email to BahamasYouthTT@gmail.com or you can contact Kalfani directly at 242-426-5153. That's 242-426-5153. So like you say, it's LW Young on Bernard Road starting on Monday. The program is Mondays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Reach out to Kalfani, Sudan Kalfani at 426-5153 or BahamasYouthTT@gmail.com. All right, there's a nice article in the Nassau Tribune. If you want to catch up on what to expect for this year of sports programming, the article is called New Year Expectations, and it gives a list of what several of the local federations have planned for 2023. The Aquatics Federation, the Judo Federation, the Lawn Tennis Association, softball, cricket, bodybuilding, baseball, and boxing. You check out that article. It is a great read, especially if you're looking to get your kids into sports this year. Now, C.I. Gibson Rattlers win the senior boys title at the Providence Storm Basketball Club's 2022 Holiday Classic. And they beat Jordan Prince William Falcons. Big Red Machine takes senior girls crown at the same tournament, and they beat CV Bethel Stingrays. And then Prince William Junior Boys beat St. John's Giants 54-19. Want to say congratulations to all of the champions.
I like how you skipped over sock real quick. I was good. Keep going.
Don't watch nothing.
Yep.
You can check out these articles for the results on the whole tournament, how the teams made it to the finals, and then the semifinals and like third place, fourth place winners. Check out the articles. They're all in the Nassau Tribune. Now, basketball standout Antonicia Moultrie following in her mother's footsteps. We got to take a step back to SAC. Yeah. But don't think of it as like back to SAC. Think of it as like a woman-focused story. But this is an awesome story, Mr. Sawyer. Antonicia Moultrie is just a star, man. In fact, in this tournament, she won the game's MVP. She got the most rebounds, most blocks. She got defensive player, all-tournament team, and the tournament's MVP honors, right? It's a standout.
AKA everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a young woman stepping forward. The best part about it, her mother was doing this at her age too. And her mother's coaching the team. And so we say congratulations. I mean, what an honor for a mother to stand with her daughter and a daughter to stand with her mother and both of them celebrating the victory. It's great. Okay, Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association makes slight adjustment to its 2023 schedule. Most of the events are still scheduled to take place in the respective venues as planned, but there are a couple of adjustments, right? And so just to get you started, there's a under-14 and under-16 tournament this month, January 7th through 10th. That's this weekend at the National Tennis Center. And then after that, there's going to be the Bahama Pure Water and Ice Juniors National Tournament and the first Senior Love Doubles Smash Tournament on Grand Bahama and Abaco, respectively. Some family island action. And that's going to be in February. And then in March, there is the Junior Davis Cup and the Junior Billie Jean King Cup tournaments will be contested March 6th. Through 11th. If you check out the rest of the article in The Guardian, you could get the full schedule for the rest of the year. But January is already booked out. February is already booked out. Mm-hmm, y'all get on it. And prepare, not just the athletes, you know. Spectators, book out your schedule. Make time to go
out and support.
You gentlemen, young men, you want to take a young lady out on a date, you want to seem cultured, right? Take her to a sporting tournament.
Not just the fry and the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But you know people go to the dog to date?
To put dates on things, eh?
But dates on the
this conch shell is 100 years old, eh?
Have to be.
No, I used to go under the bridge for a date. Mr. Sawyer, the perfect date.
Mm.
A bowl of conch salad.
Mm.
Traditional.
Mm-hmm.
A ruby red grapefruit that just came in from Andrus. Lady Rosalind just come in from Andrus, right? And then an avocado that just come in from Abaco, right? And a cold Bahamian alcoholic carbonated beverage whose name I can't call.
Mm-hmm. A fermented beverage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right there. That is the perfect date. Local pear, local grapefruit, conch salad.
You're forgetting one other serious, serious, serious ingredient you can eat with all of that.
With Pepto-Bismol?
Toilet paper.
You
can need toilet paper.
I am hoping that the powers that be understand the need to rectify all of the health and safety issues going on in the area near the bridge. Fortunately, we are in the winter season, so there's a lower risk of issues developing in the water near the bridge.
Yeah. The water's a bit cooler.
But I appreciate the critique.
No problem.
Yeah. No problem. Especially since you keep people healthy.
I got myself a text message here saying, stop talking about their school. Stop talking about SAC.
Who am I be talking about?
I will never stop downgrading SAC.
Dear SACers, look here, y'all took the senior girls' crown. And then I love the story with Miss Moultrie because It shows.
Yeah, that's a great story. That's a great story on the whole. But the cult nature of the big rusty machine needs to stop.
Dear Sackers, we still love y'all. We still love y'all. But it points. I hope the Federation see that women are performing.
Yeah, it, man.
Right? And, yeah, and support
and,
them.
And when you see, because I mean, if she's doing all of this now and she's what, 15, 16?
Yeah.
When she goes to, you know, naturally ascend to the national
team,
she's going to want to go and compete.
Yeah.
And you don't want people to look at the country and say, well, you know what? I might as well defect.
Yeah.
You know, because one thing about this younger generation, they don't take last, Jack.
No.
They don't have the spirit of long-suffering, bruh.
No.
They ain't to
die. They got fire.
They got fire. And, yeah. You know, and from they know that they got a passport and they know that they have a talent / skill that they could, you know.
And listen, this is very important for the development of national sports. The story of Mbappe, right? Mbappe's father said, "Look here, like when he was World Cup performance, I think, or maybe just before that, he said, look here, my son could have played for my home country, you know." But they made it impossible for him to play. Apparently, rogue officials, rogue people, demanded a bribe for Mbappe to play on the national team. And the father said, and France demanded nothing but hard work and discipline.
That's all.
You know, and so
just
that's why one of the world's greatest, even at this young age, greatest soccer talent is not playing for his home country, right? And so what we have to do, I'm not making any allegation about bribery locally.
Yeah.
What I am saying, though, is that you have to create an environment where people can play.
Yeah. Where and want to play.
And it's likely at home.
Mm-hmm.
It is easy for them to get up and do the hard work. Don't they already have to do the hard work to become a premier athlete?
Right.
Why make that even harder? And so with this sports tourism run, with the sporting platforms, I love it. I for it. I may not even jog, but I am committed to it.
Right.
And a part of that is making it easy for the athletes to succeed.
Correct.
That's the biggest thing.
Correct. This younger generation ain't gonna sit down and let you railroad them.
No. They're going.
They taking what this, what's theirs. They ain't waiting on it.
And if they have to go to another jurisdiction to do it?
Yeah, good things come to those who wait, right? Remember that's the saying? Not this younger generation. They ain't waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
The good things right there, I game for that.
Absolutely.
Much like LeBron did when LeBron left the Cavaliers in 2010. So he's not going to wait on a championship like Patrick Ewing did, like Charles Barkley did, like Reggie Miller did, like John Stockton did.
But
they didn't end up with a ring.
Stockton didn't get a ring?
Nope. Stockton didn't get a ring. Karl Malone didn't get a ring. Why
no,
sit
man,
down and
Carl,
wait?
Utah Jazz? Karl Malone?
Karl Malone went to the finals three times, twice with the Jazz, once with the Lakers in 2004. And he didn't get a ring. Any of the times. And so, you fellas sit there, you know, like, that's the haters. That's the LeBron haters out there. Those that really feel like he going after and he will catch, you know, Jordan. He ain't ever catch him in rings, I highly doubt. But
listen.
He can catch him. He can catch the whole NBA in most points scored.
Look here, so I sit in here, when I do the notes, right? I say to myself, Aaron, why you got four Lakers teams on your sports watch, right? I say, well, you got to have the Warriors, because Klay Thompson playing for the Warriors.
And he's doing very well now that Steph Curry is injured right now.
Yeah, that 54.
He's doing very well.
I think I got Thompson on the list. No, he's not on the list for multiple 40-point games yet. But he's going to get there, right?
Yet.
Kings, because they've been champions. Clippers, because I think Clippers going to do something big this year. Right?
We'll see if they stop load managing.
Listen, we have a LeBron tracker and the NBA have a LeBron tracker.
Yeah.
I thought it was just me being petty.
Mm-mm.
LeBron is only 484 points away from matching Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record.
For most points scored.
And so that's 338.
And that's from a player that's not a scorer first. He doesn't have a scorer first mentality.
Yeah.
Okay.
38,387 points minus 484 points is what LeBron have.
Okay.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
I can't even count that many points.
Okay.
And so I just want to say that, yes, I have committed to making fun of LeBron James this whole season. I committed to that.
No problem.
But I will announce LeBron has had, I think,
He can pass Kareem in January.
Right. But NBA is tracking it for this year. Mm-hmm. They almost certainly going to happen this month, too.
Yes, same man.
James got multiple 40-plus point games this season, plus the Boy Badge, you know.
Thank you very much.
And that's all I can say.
Thank you very much.
I can keep my track on. They're up to the 12th spot in the Western Conference, which is good. The Suns are down to eighth in the Western Conference. Nuggets are taking the first spot, but this Western.
The Nuggets look good, boy.
California team.
The Nuggets look good. Yeah. Nikola Jokic looks real good, son.
Yeah.
They look real good. Him and Luka Doncic. Yeah. Wait, listen to me.
But listen, Doncic got multiple 40-plus games.
He's been on a tear from December start.
51 points.
Yeah.
Like Monday night or something.
60-point game the other day. 60-point triple-double the other day.
And
listen to me.
The first European guy named Jokic? Jokic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jokic is going for his fourth MVP.
I know. Third.
Third?
Third.
All right. Third. I read for the but he ain't playing, though.
No, he ain't playing.
And
if he wins this year, he'll be the first one in a very long time. I can't remember who last did it. Maybe like Walt Frazier or something. Who'd win three straight MVPs.
Yeah. I hope other players are paying attention to that. That reminds me of Tim Duncan and that Spurs fundamentals, right? Like the Spurs perfect the fundamentals. We are about the basics. Mm-hmm. And if you can't win a game with the basics, don't bother trying to be flashy, right?
Oh, no, you couldn't be flashy on the Spurs now.
And this guy, he deserves the MVP if he gets it again. In the Eastern Conference, the Celtics are in the first spot, 26-12. Bucks take the second spot, 25-13. Did I fix that? I think the Bucks are at 25-13. Pacers drop to 7. I'm not happy. I think they dropped from 5th to 7. Heat are at 8th place. Hornets are at the bottom. Dear Hornets. Hornets are number 15 in the Eastern Conference, 10-29.
Larry Bird. I was looking at this now. Larry Bird is the last one to win it three straight times.
Yeah.
Yeah, 84, 85, and 86.
And I hope players see, you're not winning the MVP for being flashy.
Magic Johnson didn't do it. Michael Jordan didn't do it. Giannis didn't do it.
You win it for being the fundamentals on the court. Not just playing fundamentals, being the fundamentals on the court.
Being the bar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being the standard.
Another quick story. That boy, I had to tell this story. The boy who almost beat Buddy, his name is actually Bay.
Bay, yeah.
Sadiq Bay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got to be a Bahamian, Bay.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, he is the young man. After Klay Thompson drilled that three-pointer.
Yeah, to tie the game. Yeah, I watched that game.
It was as hot as it appeared?
It was as hot as it appeared. Klay caught the ball on the right wing and just rose, you know. I mean, the ball was late and all. The ball got to him late. He had to catch that on the hip and rise.
Wow.
With two defenders in his face. He just rose. And before he landed, he said, yes.
He knew he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look here. Sadiq, Bay, be easy. Klay is a Bahamian like you. Don't be so rough on the court. I just thought that was a cool story. But listen, before we go to NFL news, I got a last local sports story, Mr. Sawyer.
Go on.
The new king of Junkanoo is actually a queen. You could read that in the Nassau Guardian. Of course, of many years, the king of Junkanoo has either been Gus Cooper of the Valley Boys or Percy Vola Francis of the Shell Saxon Superstars. In more recent years, you've had other prominent male leaders pop up and take the scene. But we say congratulations to Androsia Christina Muffin Fernanda. She got to start with the Saxons. Then she led one family to two consecutive wins. Christina is the first female chairman of one family and the seventh chairman since it was founded. And it's just
congratulations to one family, first and foremost.
It's an important note. Oh, go on.
We beat Diwali.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
As a Saxon.
That's the main story.
Diwali, yeah.
What I like about this story is two things. She's not the leader. They have a steering committee.
Yeah.
And she's the chair of the steering committee,
chairwoman.
Right? Right, chairwoman of the steering committee. And then in the story, post the parade, she said, you know, I think this is the secret to their success. We prepared for the New Year's parade before we prepared for the Boxing Day parade.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our New Year's Day parade finished and in the bag before we started with Boxing Day. And that's why I put this in the sports section, because that's strategy.
If you fail the plan, you plan to fail.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking this is what including women in leadership does. It shifts the way we think. It adds another perspective. And to be honest, see, because the conversation right now is John Canoe needs to change. How are we going to change it? One of the most prominent suggestions has been, well, New Year's Day parade is sort of rough, it's sort of slack, it's more of a people's rush, so we should turn it into a people's rush, right? I say we should turn it into a real traditional John Canoe, like almost like Juve and putting mud on your body, right? That's neither here nor there. That, the one family came out and brought a spectacular performance to New Year's.
Oh, trust me, I was there.
Right, brought it back up to Boxing Day standards, right?
I was there. Like, I thought we had it in the bag. After I saw us, then I saw Valley, I said, oh, oh, that's over.
Yeah. You know?
Roots could come. Roots could go. They had a great banner. All right, good stuff. Then I saw one family. I said, well.
That's that.
Yeah, we got second.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm pleased with that.
Yep.
But, right, but that strategy was not just a winning strategy for one family, but that's a strategy that may revitalize New Year's Junk Canoe. I also want to say, but look here, that group Immortals. See, I don't want to get into the conversation about the B groups and the judging, right? But I want to say this, though. I could understand why Fancy Dancers and the Immortals and other B groups are challenging, right? And not to say that the colors wasn't good enough to win, but Immortals and Fancy Dancers and some of them B group costumes were up to A group par. They were.
One or two of them, yeah.
Excellent.
But the problem with being an A group is you need a certain amount of people.
Yeah, no. And a lot of the B groups want to stay in the B group. Mm-hmm. It's not about moving up to the A group. They see their role in the as
in
essential for John Canoe. But that's not it. I just wanted to say, if you saw the costumes, you'd understand why people are challenging. Not to say that colors weren't winnable, but the other costumes were also fantastic, man.
The only problem I have with John Canoe is the lulling between groups, man.
Right.
But that's another story for another day. That's,
but, you know, there are all kinds of things we could fill that with.
I'm telling you, man.
You know, you could imagine if you got the top soccer players in the country doing a juggling routine with soccer balls and kicking it to the audience and them catching it and sending it back. And right, there's that. There's Jumanji, the gymnastics, the acrobatics, all kinds. And then you got
put some live artists in
there. Shine. I mean, we've been talking that part for years. Shine is talking it this year. You could have live artists moving through. On with the sound system,
on a truck,
right?
Nothing major,
right? I mean, you could even turn it into a competition, right? But listen, we got a call on the line. As soon as the producer is clear with that, we can go to that call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Man, listen. And good morning to your guests in the studio. Listen, very interesting conversation here. And I made similar commentary on another show a few days ago. Whereas, you know, we got a lot of the so-called scrap groups that actually give some authenticity to what John Canoe was, where it came from, how it developed from the basic stages to where it is now. And perhaps we need to utilize more of them, especially the up-and-coming ones. I'm sure there's one or two that isn't highly recognized at this time, but we can actually get them to use them as fillers for a lot of these gaps that we have. In other words, what I'm saying is the parade should be something that is constantly flowing.
Yes.
There shouldn't be no gaps or anything. So utilize these so-called scrap groups. I mean, I would like to see even if we have to get some by young children from the school Junkanoo groups into the major the major groups, because they're up and coming in this craft, and let them participate in the major Junkanoo group to fill in the gap.
Yeah.
And but in doing it that way, you know, even though, you know, it's so many things just going through my mind right now thinking about this conversation that it's hard to keep up. But let me give you a concept here.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to be focused at the adults or the parents, visitors coming to this country. But could you imagine their children also joining them and also igniting their creativity when they get back at home?
Yeah.
To think about something at this level to do even back at home.
Their JCNP partner with the tourism board put on.
Yeah, tourists that come in town just for this time of the year, just for Junkanoo.
Exactly.
Yeah, and imagine a kid's creative arts camp.
Yeah, and they want to rush. You can put little costumes on them and send them out to be.
Yeah.
Well, even on that, I spoke to as well, because I mean, I know, I think Barabbas and the Tribe does similar camps.
Yeah, right,
where they got the guests and people who are interested into their shacks and learn the techniques and learn how these costumes are put together and all that. And even the people who participate in these groups, invite them to come back Christmas with the costumes that they may have helped to create and have them participate in the Junkanoo. Mm-hmm. Let's bring more of the communities and the visitors involved into this thing, instead of just keeping it isolated in the manner that it is. And I think we can carry Junkanoo to another level. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Look here.
Great points.
So good that I forget that we're talking about inculcating, right, tourists in this thing. I even forget that, because that's a good idea. And income-generating mechanisms to support Junkanoos and Junkanoo itself, right?
On the whole.
Great idea. And I bring it into this conversation, because it's all about strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You see it like a sport.
Focus
on strategy.
I saw some interviews on the various, television stations during the coverage of Junkanoo.
Yeah.
And there were a great many, both black and white, visitors who come specifically for Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
They have their favorite groups.
Yeah.
And they want to participate and they don't mind paying.
In fact, Emmanuel Lewis, the name of the show just went out my head. Emmanuel Lewis, vertically challenged, very short young man.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was at Junkanoo.
Chado Trusinko loves the valley.
Yeah,
he was standing in the alive skybox, like he. He's somebody that says he always wants to rush with the valley. He always wanted to. He just don't know how.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
Wow. Webster. Thank you, Texter. Webster's
the
name of the show.
Yeah.
As somebody said, LeBron, they call him Shebron, because I think he was called the Cowboys, the Cowgirls. So this person called him Shebron. They're really trying to show you Mr. Sawyer. They say he's garbage and the juice that comes along with it.
Yeah.
Dear Texter, I really appreciate you for not putting those two words together.
But whenever LeBron comes to your city, your town, you get a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Mail Ben, story end.
Different Strokes. It's the second show. Mm-hmm. Their text to listen. Thank you very much. All of the texts.
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, good morning goes out to the owner of the Fan Zone. Now, y'all may not know where the Fan Zone is. The Fan Zone is the hot store in the mall.
Oh.
Yeah, he listens in intently every day.
Good morning. We're coming to give you a hail.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man,
I got to get me a Buccaneers hat, because you know Tom Brady is my brother.
Yeah, well, right? I mean, you know, he finally qualified for the playoffs.
They made it.
Finally, yeah.
Right. There's only 1 week, just this weekend, left of games, right?
Mm-hmm. And the NFL canceled the Bills and Bengals game yesterday.
So what are we going to do? What are they going to do? Are they going to call it a tie?
No, they canceled the game. That's it.
So how are they going to score it?
They have a very complicated system.
Yeah.
They put it in place. This week, if the Chiefs win, blah blah blah. If the Bengals win, blah blah blah. If the Bills win, and this one lose, they got a whole system.
Right.
We talk about it after the break, though.
Absolutely. No, because this is fascinating. Nice.
I thought it was going to be a tie, but
Yeah, or that you give them each one, you give them each the win. Or something anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to get back to it right after this break. Y'all listen to a little bit of Ronnie Butler as we go to the break. We'll be right back. You're on the clock.
30 a.m. on that fateful morn, 1912, the Titanic went down. The captain's lady said, "Giant, say for me, I'll give you more money than you could see." He said, "Lady, I know your words may be true, but I'm forgetting about money, so should you." He said, "I'ma swim, I'ma float, I'ma hit that water like a fast speedboat." Woy, 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 here calamity. Woy, 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 perils of the sea. 2:30 a.m. on that fateful morn, 1912, the Titanic went down. A.M. on that fateful morn, Shine dive overboard and then he was gone. 20 miles on up came a shark, and on his teeth, Shine could see the spark. Shark, oh shark, he said, "Don't you clown. I left hundreds back there getting ready to drown." Woy, 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 here calamity. Woy, 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 perils of the sea. 2:30 a.m. on that fateful morn, 1912, the Titanic went down.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Now Shine must have been some kind of sea hound. As cold as it was, he didn't go down. When the news hit New York, the Titanic was sunk. Shine was on third three-quarter drunk. The waiter asked him, "Do you want..."
Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back. Mr. Sawyer, by next week, I'm going to have my producer play that NFL music for you.
Yeah,
I am remiss. That is my bad. So let's just...
I just got some good news.
Yeah, dumber.
Damar Hamlin is now breathing on his own.
They took the tube out.
Yeah, they took the tube out. He's FaceTiming his teammates and family, and he's talking, and you know.
This is excellent. Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin.
He's in great shape.
Yeah. He suffered cardiac arrest on the field.
9 minutes, you know. 9 minutes, the man was dead. Nine minutes. Thankfully, the team that came to the field, they performed CPR immediately and kept what blood that was in his body.
In the body.
Moving.
Yeah. Keep it circulating.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Nine minutes.
Minutes. Wow. With 5 minutes and 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter, he collapsed after tackling Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins. Now, that point's important because he is not the one that got hit.
No. He's the one doing the hitting.
Yeah.
He's the one who has to tackle.
Yeah, absolutely. But like you say, he's progressing very well.
Very well.
Feeding the breathing tube.
He's out now.
Been removed. He was typing. Even when he had the tube in, he was typing. Apparently, the first thing he said was, "Did we win?"
Yeah, one of the first things.
Yes,
yeah,
but... Yeah. Use a Bahamian, eh?
Yeah, man. He just want to know if we win the game, right?
Yeah. Go ask about your mummy next, man.
Yeah, jeez.
And so we're just very grateful that he is safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. He's getting there. You know, they're trying to see how best they can move him to Buffalo over the weekend. Because he's still in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You know, trying to see how best to get him.
Real critical care he's in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. But he's talking.
This is good. No, man, this is great.
He's FaceTiming.
This is great.
Which means he has strength to hold up a phone. But see, he's in tremendous physical shape.
This is it.
Tremendous.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying to me, Aaron, don't go out there hitting nobody. You ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, don't go hit nobody.
You ain't gonna make it, Aaron.
Yeah. Your last name is Green, not Hamlin.
I got you. Let's couple that with an update on Tua, on the Dolphins quarterback Tua. It isn't promising. I think it's promising, right? If Tua commits to just riding this one out on the bench, no more football for you until next year, Tua. That's it. Then it's promising. If you focused on him getting back in the game this week to try get them to the playoffs, or even if they make it to the playoffs after that, no, it isn't promising. I don't think it's worth the risk. I think Tua should just relax.
I hope Tua has been watching the last 5 days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see how easy it is to not make it off the court?
How easy it is to not make it off the field.
Yeah. Okay. What do you expect from the league coming out of this? I expect a couple of things. Mm-hmm. I expect a softening of the game. I expect initially we're going to have a lot of calls by refs about roughness, unnecessary handling, interference, right? I think we're going to get initially a lot of rough calls until we get to the end of the playoffs, right, when things get a lot more serious. And I think they're gonna change the concussion protocol. I hope they change the concussion protocol. I think they can change it, but I hope they make it so that there's a mandatory number of days off after concussion.
We could do all of that, but in game.
Yeah.
What I hope they do in game.
Yeah.
Is to test players in game, at the end of every quarter. If you can't do it at the end of every drive, test them at the end of every quarter.
Yeah.
We have enough medical personnel in the world that each team could hire enough. Or listen, there's 11 fellas on the field at any given point. You need 11 personnel to check out. Check them out for concussion protocol.
Right, because you have such limited time.
Yeah, you have limited time.
Yeah.
All right, check them before they get to go back out there.
All right, now here's a quick question. Why are the Patriots in the division with the Dolphins, right? Patriots are 8-8, Dolphins are 8-8. Why are the Patriots ranked higher than the Dolphins?
Strength of schedule. Strength of teams that they've beaten.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Patriots have beaten better teams than the Dolphins.
I think that's very petty. A win is a win.
No, a win ain't a win. Like, you beating a donkey team.
Man, you almost caused me to suck my teeth on the air, you know. A win is a win.
But you beating a donkey team. If you beat a dead team and I beat a good team.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. My win is more quality than your win.
All right. Buccaneers are 8-8 and the Saints are 7-9. Mm-hmm. If the Saints win and the Buccaneers lose this week, what happens next?
Oh, no, the Saints out. No, the Saints out because the Buccaneers already won.
No, the Buccaneers out of the division.
No, man. No, the last playoff spot is between the Seahawks, the Packers, believe it or not. The Packers have a chance.
What?
If they win, they in.
Yeah, that game against the Dolphins was critical, man.
Yeah, the Seahawks, the Packers. Who the Packers playing? Packers playing somebody. They're playing the Lions.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, if the Lions win and the Seahawks lose, the Lions in. If the Seahawks win and the Packers lose, the Seahawks in.
But it's over
the
for
Packers
the Saints.
Packers just need to win. It's over for the Saints.
Dear Saints, I tried. I tried for you. I don't know what's going to happen. Okay, so this week...
We were one of the teams that beat the Saints this year. Bang, bang. Yeah. Niner gang.
Steelers beat the Ravens week 17. Cowboys beat the Titans. Chiefs beat the Broncos. Mm-hmm. 49ers beat the Raiders.
As always.
Dolphins lost to the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
Buccaneers beat the Panthers. Colts lost to 10, to Giants 10-38. Dear Michael Strawn, we still love you. You don't mind that.
Yeah.
We ain't dissing. The Bengals and Bills game was suspended.
Canceled.
Yeah. Last lineup of the season, Cowboys versus Commanders.
Cowgirls.
Steelers versus Browns. I don't mind. You could call them the Cowgirls. I don't mind. They winning, buddy?
Yeah, that's their problem.
Because you call them girls, they winning. Steelers versus the Browns. Chiefs versus the Raiders. 49ers versus the Cardinals, Dolphins versus the Jets, Buccaneers versus the Falcons, and Colts versus the Texans. I got a text here that says, we must get the cruise ships involved to schedule their landing during Junkanoo. They texted, that's what I was saying. If if we could schedule the boat to come in at like 4 a.m. in the morning, and the whole of Bay Street is just lit up with sound and lights and beauteousness, the people on the boat could be fighting the captain to come off the boat at 4 a.m.
Yeah, man. Party now time. They know.
And then another festival going on. The Texas said it's how you beat the teams in your division that
set
the ranking.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so clinch division, Vikings, 49ers, Bills, Chiefs, Buccaneers at this point.
Buccaneers, yeah.
Clinch wild card, Eagles, Cowboys, Chargers, Bengals, Ravens.
That's correct.
Listen, we're all out of time, but producer, play the Pat Roll song for me. This is just the wildest game ever, sir, because the Eagles was leading the league.
Yeah, if they lose and we win, we get the number one seed. And they drop all the way to fifth.
But this is what I'm saying. They was leading the league. They are now 13-3. They only lost three games.
Jalen Hurts could drop to fifth
because the 49ers with a 12-14 record beat them.
12-4. We haven't beat them yet. But
I mean, because
we have a better record.
Beat them out for the spot.
Yeah.
This is just madness.
I know.
I mean, it's exciting madness, and you understand why the world goes crazy for it.
I know. We are on a current 9-game winning streak.
I didn't even want to count it. Like, your whole name is 49ers. Like, you're just leading up to it, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't let the crow show you at the right hour that I used to be a big 49ers fan.
Yeah. Listen, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of pride. At least you're not a Saudian. At least you're not a cowgirl.
No, I's a dolphin. I mean.
But the cowgirls even have a chance to get the number one seed. If we lose and the Eagles lose and they win, they get the number one seed.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, it's just fascinating.
That means we just got to go to Dallas and beat them there. That's all. Like we did last year. No worries.
There's just sadness in my heart.
No worries.
Cowboys and girls, y'all could do it. Y'all could do it. Don't mind him.
He's a big 49er.
We all out of time. Producer, play that music for me. And then once again, we say condolences to the family of Anna Justine Murray and to the family of the young lady that passed away yesterday in Mason's Addition. Dear Bahamas, let's hold each other. Peace, grace, love, and mercy. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, y'all.
The shores will always be a home to me. Oh, island in the sun, will to me by my father's hands. All my days I will sing and praise of your forest, water, your shining sun. When morning breaks, the heaven on high, I lift my heavy load to the sky. Sun comes down.